Okay, Vicki, take it away, please. Thank you.
Well, good morning, everybody. I sure love this family. It's addictive. I might need to go into some kind of rehab thing. I love this family so much. Just seeing all your faces this morning. Well, guess what? Our little country down here is going to celebrate 250 years of getting to worship God. 250 years of getting the freedom to worship our God without persecution. We are so blessed. We are so blessed to be in one nation under God. And we as a family are blessed to be continually one nation under God. How do you beat that? Look what he's done for us. We are so free. We are so special to God. And I just love it. Today we're celebrating that, but I want to really say from Rick and Gail and Ellen and me, thank you. Thank you, mighty warriors. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for celebrating God with us every Sunday. We appreciate it. We would miss you. We miss every face when it's not here. We love you so much. Love you, Whitestone. Special, special thanks to Joe and to Whitestone. You guys carry the praise. You carry the word. You carry the scepter of community. A lot of us are in our little houses because that's where God put us. But you carry the scepter. You carry the scepter of love and praise and word and community. And we are deeply grateful to you, deeply grateful to each and every one of you, and love you so much. Anyway, I guess I should stop saying how much I love you and just get on with it and say welcome to Zoom.
Thank you so much, Vicki. In a moment, Wendy Selleck, I'm going to invite you to turn on your camera and start us off in praise. This is your forewarning. But thanks, Wendy. But we are so happy to have Whitestone with us. You guys just so richly provide a canopy of worship under which we can worship. We are grateful for you guys. We know it's early for y'all. And you come on with joy and makes it easy to ask you. So thanks for your giving, Whitestone. And Wendy, if you will go ahead and open us in prayer, please.
Father God, I thank you for your goodness to us. I thank you for all of your provisions. Lord, I just thank you for allowing me and all of us to be a part of your great convocation coming to you. Lord, I pray that you would anoint our hearts and our minds and our spirits to receive the word today. Lord, let your spirit rest upon Joe as he brings it. Lord, I just pray that you prepare the way before us as we walk in the word that you've given us. Lord, as we walk on the path that you have ordained for us, God, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your greatness, and you are a wonderful Father. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Well, thank you, Wendy. And Whitestone, we are ready and eager to worship. Thank you.
Give you all a little heads up at some point. So Amber Baranowski, right here, Seth and Rebecca's youngest daughter, wrote a new song, and we're going to sing it at some point. We're pretty excited about it. So you can just listen in. We just learned it this morning. It's a beautiful song. So when you hear a song you don't know, that's Amber's new song. We'll throw it in. I think everything's set right, Rick. Give me a thumbs down. If not, we'll try it.
You're looking good, Gabe. For I will establish you in the joy of the Lord. I will establish you in the sacrifice of thanksgiving. I will cause you to rejoice in that which would deflate others, says the Lord. For I bring you through the gates of affliction into the land of blessing. I bring you through that which you would not choose to that which you delight in. And I will keep you. Lift up your voice, therefore, in the joy of the Lord. For I take away from you that which you cannot keep. I take away from you that which is not profitable. I take away that which will become a snare for your soul. And I give you Christ. I give you the joy of the Lord. I give you an eternal inheritance. I give you a name above the name that you were born with. Yea, I increase you in the midst of loss. I elevate you in the midst of a lower place, says the Lord. Therefore, rejoice. Rejoice, O heavens, for my goodness is towards you, even in the midst of affliction. For I take from you that which you cannot keep, and I give you that which belongs to you, says the Lord, even Christ, your eternal inheritance. Therefore, rejoice and lift up the sacrifice of praise, even in that moment that you would not choose. For my heart is stirred when I hear my people. My heart is stirred when I hear the sacrifice of praise, when I hear a people rejoicing in the midst of disappointment, in the midst of loss, in the midst of becoming that which they will never leave. Yea, I rejoice, says the Lord, and I am aroused to your defense. Therefore, stand firm in your faith, for you have a sure reward, and I do not take anything from you that would be a blessing to you. But I take from you that which you cannot keep. I take from you that which needs to depart, that which is eternal may last and may be made manifest. And I give you the joy of the Lord. Oh, Lord, we are so grateful. Lord, how could we ever express our gratitude, our delight? Lord, it is our joy to lift our voice and to worship you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, Whitestone, thank you guys so much. I, Joe, I don't know about you, but I could go home right now. I don't have the words, guys. I'm not going to get them. Seth, I see the apple hasn't fallen far from the tree. This is good. Thank you guys so much. That was just heavenly. We are privileged to be a part of that. Yeah. Thank you. The Lord bless you guys. Thank you so much. Bless you, Diana. Okay, Joe, I see you there. If you'll kindly unmute. And again, Whitestone, thank you again.